So the Aussie backyard bird count is on from the 18th to the 24th of October. From BirdLife Australia, I've got Dr. Holly Parsons to tell us all about it. Holly, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So what is the Aussie backyard bird count all about?
So the Aussie backyard bird count is an event that we at BirdLife Australia run every October to celebrate Bird Week. We encourage everybody, whether they are a bird nerd or just into, you know, the rainbow lorikeets that they have in their yard, to go outside, count birds for 20 minutes and tell us all about it.
All right. So do we have to make sure that they're not the same bird? Because I can think there's a couple of currawongs that hang out on our chimney. They seem to fly away and then come back after a few minutes. I'm not absolutely certain they're the same bird.
Yeah, look, that's right. So there can be a little bit of nuance to it. We want to know the birds that you saw, not how many times you saw them. So it's a 20-minute timer. So if you download the Aussie Backyard Bird Count app, a little timer is built in there for you. And every time you see a new bird, you add it to the list. If you don't know the name of the bird, that's fine. There is a bird finder built in there for you. So all you need to do is click the finder button, put in a couple of characteristics. So about how big it was, what sort of shape it had, and what sort of colours you saw. And then that will give you a list of possible candidates to pick from.
That actually will help a lot, because if for no other reason than diffusing arguments, because I know when my missus sees a bird that's like red and green, she goes, that's a Rosella, and that's a mountain lorikeet. And we, you know, maybe it doesn't get into a horrible argument, but ultimately we disagree.
Oh, look, absolutely. It's a peacemaking tool that can be used as well.
Holly, why do we do this? Why do you hold the bird count? What's the ultimate goal?
Oh, look, there's a couple of reasons. So firstly, birds are fantastic and they're a really great way to connect with nature. So the Aussie Backyard Bird Count, you know, gives people an opportunity to, you know, take some time out from, you know, what has been a really stressful year to, you know, appreciate what's going on around us through birds. But it's also really important for us as well. And so we use that data as a bit of a census of what's going on with the birds that live where people live. And so we can get a look at how our various birds are faring from year to year and what birds we might need to be concerned about.
How long's it been going on for?
So this is the 8th year of the Aussie Backyard Bird Count. So we're just starting to generate some good data. We've got, you know, over 100,000 people last year participating from around the country, and it's really wonderful to see so many people so keen to tell us about their local bird life.
Oh, everybody loves the certainly the native birds. I know for my benefit, I love to plant native bushes and trees just to be able to attract them, because there's nothing better than the bird song of some of our natives.
No, that's right. But we do, you know, even if you've got, you know, just introduced birds or some of the birds that are really, really common, doesn't matter. We accept the good, the bad and the ugly. If anything, we need to know about those less liked birds just as much as we need to know about the ones that people love, because that tells us how everything is going. So don't be afraid if you are worried about just having a few boring birds. That's fine. We are still excited by that information, so send it through.
How many people report that they've had a cassowary in their backyard? Does that pop up?
Look, you know, it does pop up occasionally. And so when it is in a location where cassowaries are supposed to exist,
of course,
we absolutely count it. But we do vet the data. So, you know, you can't really get away with putting in a penguin in Alice Springs. It will say that bird is unlikely to be found in that area. And then after the count has finished, we go through and we have an amazing team of vetters who take a close look at all the data and pull out any of those unlikely possibilities.
I'm sure plenty of people around the Upper Hunter would love to be a part of the bird count. How do we do it again, just quickly?
So you can go to aussiebirdcount.org.au. You can get all your information there, and then you can also download the free app, the Aussie Bird Count app, and all your instructions are in there for it.
Dr. Holly Parsons from BirdLife Australia, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
Thanks so much for having me.